Hi guys, welcome back to the shit show where Max forgets her equipment.
Hi guys, today hasn't been off to a good start. I got a new laptop and it doesn't have a USB point.
Can anyone guess the brand of the laptop?
We'll wait a little bit. Yes, correct. It's an Apple. Yeah, I got a new... What is this thing? A MacBook Pro, and it doesn't come with a USB... What is that thing called? Like a USB...
Input point.
Yeah. And I had to buy an extra little thing that goes in that then has all the... I'm not very good with technology, but it has like all the little points, and then you can plug your USB in, and I forgot that. So right now we are sharing one mic. Very un-COVID.
I don't have COVID, don't worry.
Well, you better not. But I'm just saying, we're closer than we've ever been.
Yeah.
Besides the grade nine.
I actually think that it's going to get to a point where you're going to have to buy the keyboard and the screen separate. You're going to have to buy a screen for your keyboard when you buy an Apple laptop.
100%. Anyway, so we're not off to a good start, but the podcast gets better.
We hope that you guys enjoyed the little series we did with the boyfriends.
We had so much fun filming with them.
My mom listened to all of them and she loved them.
Thanks, Anne.
Actually, it was so cute the one night. Like, I don't think you can get any more, like, wholesome than this. She was making me chocolate chip cookies whilst listening to our podcast. And she kept giggling.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I feel like the first thing we should talk about is for any of our SA listeners, which is everyone, we are obviously in lockdown.
Yes. Yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Honestly, I don't really mind. Like, even lockdown 5, my life didn't change that much because I'm pretty much a recluse. I don't need to be out past like 9 o'clock. I don't drink alcohol really. So yeah, it's just a bummer for all the restaurants. I mean, like, I work at a restaurant, so.
And your varsity.
My exam. I was gonna write my last exam yesterday. It got canceled. I have to write online. Which it was, I was saying to Max earlier, it's like a catch 22. Like I was going to have a late night studying for it, but also it just would have been nice to get it over and done with. How are you feeling for it?
I mean, as everyone knows by now, I hardly do much. So I feel like my whole year has been a lockdown. When it's kind of like that concept of when you're told not to do something, you want to do it. Like now that I've been told I can't go to restaurants, I have this like craving to go to a restaurant. Yeah.
I mean, you can still order in.
Yes, but I mean, support. I want to like sit down.
I know, same. Like today's a really rainy day and it would just be the perfect day to go and get like soup and a breadstick from Bubba Taylor. Like it's just...
That's all you've been thinking about. Kate actually has absolutely no idea what today's episode is about. So I've hijacked it. So today's episode is about hot girl summer, which is ironic because once again, for SA listeners, we are going into winter, or we're in winter.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that we can't work on hot girl summer for when it is summer.
Yes.
Or hot girl winter.
Not really.
It doesn't have a ring to it.
Yeah.
So I thought the first thing we should do is just get out the definition of what hot girl summer is. Before I do, what do you think hot girl summer is?
Hot girl summer.
What is it?
Oh, define it.
Yeah.
I feel like it is a time of year where girls have fun with their girlfriends and embrace their bodies and get the tan and like beach vibes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I got the definition out.
Oh, really?
And it says that it's living your best life. Hot girl summer is a meme. It's obviously... was from Megan Thee Stallion's song.
Oh, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, little plug, Megan. Thank us later. And it's all about feeling confident in who you are and having fun and looking good while doing it. It involves women like posting selfies, like going to the beach, like you said, very beach vibes orientated. So that's just the definition of hot girl summer. It's basically divided into like 3 points. It's about like being hot, looking good. Whether that's like fitness, gym, whatever. It's about like being single or being around girlfriends. And then it's about being confident. So I thought we can break it down into those three.
Okay.
Point. First of all, let's jump into the being hot.
I mean, I don't need to work on that. No. I'm joking. Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great to start in winter as well.
Yes.
I'm feeling a bit fluffy myself. At the moment, I've actually got a gym sesh scheduled with my biokineticist boyfriend, and I know he's going to probably...
Today?
Yes.
Oh, good luck.
I know he's probably going to kill me.
I don't know how I feel about it, because I don't like the way that people, like, the, like, whole feeling towards, like, you have to look a certain way for someone. I feel like that's quite, like,
true.
A negative viewpoint.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's, like, gymming to feel good, we've kind of touched on this a little bit, like,
yeah.
I don't really think that gymming for an aesthetic is a good idea. It's not...
I don't think it's maintainable. Is that the word? Like, I don't think...
Yeah.
It's very... I don't think it's easier to maintain it if you're personally just doing it for aesthetics.
Mm, and I always go back to, like, the example of, like, if you're gymming because you want to do a pull-up, and then you do a pull-up, and then you can, like, progress to your next goal, you want to do a muscle up. That's healthy. Whereas, like, if you're gymming to get a bubble butt, then you get a bubble butt, and then you want to get a slim waist, and then
Yes. It's
just a bit of a vicious cycle. So I think maybe it needs to be more of a body positivity, like, embrace yourself.
You know, I think there's a difference between, like, looking good and then just being healthy. Mm. Maybe it's more just, like, focusing on a healthy version of yourself.
Which is really difficult in winter when it's cold and all you want to do is, like, eat pies and...
and have hot chocolate?
Yeah.
What would your tips be to trying to stick on a healthy path in winter in order to achieve your hot girl summer? Just give three tips.
Get a workout buddy, I think. That's probably a great idea. Try and make sure all of your main meals are balanced and not, like, just, like, a pizza or something, you know, like, get your veggies in. Maybe try and find some healthier treats that you're craving. Because it's natural to crave and want to eat more things in winter. Just maybe try and find, like, healthier alternatives of it.
Yes.
And you?
Mine would be... maybe looking at, like, alternative gym options, fun things to do inside. You know, you get those dance
routine things. And you can do it to, like, themed songs.
Like, those things. Or anything that's just, like, fun and, like, can be done indoors. That would be my first thing to look at. Then my second tip would be to allow yourself to have, like, something, quote-unquote, like, cheat or naughty per day. Just because, like, you have to, like, in order
to also enjoy your binge. Life.
And then my other one would be, don't wear a jersey, shiver, it burns calories.
Okay, and please take Max's advice with a pinch of salt. Layer up, don't want to get a cold. You can't be healthy if you get sick. We're trying to promote health, Max, not unhealthy, unconventional
ways. Sorry, don't listen to me. But yeah, those would be mine. Then the second point, like we said, was the whole single being with girlfriend, which we obviously... Are you still with your boyfriend?
Yeah. Barely. I'm joking.
We're still obviously with our boyfriend, so we are not single. So what are your advice or tips on having fun with your girls or having girl time whilst having a boyfriend? Like, balancing the two.
I think, firstly, like, if you have a boyfriend, it doesn't mean you can't have a fun girls night out. We actually need to get a bit better at that.
Yeah, we do.
We just need to make some more friends. What's really fun, actually, is often if you do, like, you have a girls' night, your boyfriend has a guys' night, and then you meet up after, in the night. That's really fun. I think also just, like, to avoid fighting and stuff, just be, like, honest about, like, where you're going and that sort of stuff.
Not that you can go anywhere right now because it's lockdown, so stay inside, bitches.
But if you want to have a girls' night, you know what would be so fun is, like, a couple drinks. And then, like, do that painting thing.
Yes, the one that I was suggesting.
Drink and paint.
Where you basically get, like, a little canvas. You can get them from, like, any arts and crafts shop. And then you set a timer, and every 5 minutes you have to change canvases, if that makes sense. So, like, let's say you do it for 30 minutes, so you'll change your canvas 6 times. So if you have, like, well, if you have 6 friends, congratulations, because that's a lot. If you have... Otherwise, you just go between. That's quite a fun thing to do with some drinks. 100%. I think there's often a stigma towards, like, if you have a boyfriend, that you can't have girl time or you can't have fun. I don't think that's the case at all. I think, like, anything, it's just about making time. It's just when you are in a relationship, often your relationship is your first priority, and you try and make time for that person, and your friends do come second.
Second, yes.
But I think it's really important to still make time for your friends and have girl time at the end of the day. Because, like you say, it's the same for your boyfriend. They also need to have their own friends and their own time.
You can definitely have fun.
Then our third little point is confidence. My first tip would be fake it until you make it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's the easiest thing. Like, I feel like everyone sees someone confident, and half the time people who are confident aren't, and they're just faking it.
Yeah, that's very true.
I think that very few people actually genuinely are like fully confident. I think they just, they put on a mask and pretend, and it comes across, because everyone has some issue.
Yeah, everyone's like got insecurity or whatever.
And then my other tip would just be, yeah, like, well, kind of similar to that. Don't, it's really difficult, because everyone fucking just says, like, well, just don't have insecurity. It's just be confident. But it's a lot easier said than done. Yes. Try your best not to worry, because half the time, or actually not even, 99.9999% of the time, everyone is just worried about themselves and their own insecurities, and no one is looking at you, unfortunately. Like, I know that sounds horrible, but no one actually cares about you. They just care about themselves.
That's very true.
Like, I don't go to a group of people and look at everyone and try and pick out their insecurities. I'm just sitting there thinking about mine.
If you just need, like, a little boost of confidence before going somewhere, like, I had a situation where I was going to an event where I was going to be alone with a group of girls who all knew each other, like, quite well, and I was kind of, like, the odd one out. And so I was, like, nervous and not feeling, like, my best. And so I'm being dead serious. Like, I was alone in my apartment, and I literally just put on Lizzo, like, whilst I got ready and, like, danced around. And it definitely boosted my confidence.
100%.
Yeah.
I've also actually read a thing that said that apparently spending... This is going to sound really
spending weird. Money.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, spend money fixing that body. No, spending more time and, like, naked, and apparently looking at yourself naked, is meant to improve your body image and confidence.
Really?
I don't think I could do... I wouldn't, like, walk around... Apparently, well, obviously, if you live alone, like, don't do this with your family. But, yeah, apparently, like, walking around, like, doing things naked is meant to help improve your confidence. I read that.
I mean, yeah, definitely hype yourself up. Like, put on a cute, like... Or if you're going to the beach, like, and you're not feeling your best, like, put on the bikini you're going to wear and take, like, some cute pics or something. I don't know. That always boosts your confidence if you take, like, a nice... I know it's quite a superficial way of boosting it, but, like... Take some nice pickies, or just put a little bit more effort into how you look that day. No, it does. Like, some days, like, you know, everyone has those days where you wake up and you're like, wow, I'm the ugliest person on this planet. And if you just, like, do your hair, put on some makeup, it sometimes helps.
You know, I also think it's a good thing to remind... I mean, I say this, but obviously, like I say, it's a lot easier said than done. But I think I probably read it somewhere or saw a quote, and it was like, when you have those really bad days and you, like, look in the mirror and you think, like, oh, I'm so this or so this, try and think back, because normally it's like, so you'll wake up on a Tuesday, for instance, and you'll look at yourself in the mirror and be really happy, and then you wake up on the Wednesday and you feel shit, and it's about, like, reminding yourself, like, what changed, and your answer is probably gonna be nothing, and then it's like, okay, well, then why?
Just your perspective.
Yeah, change. Like, why do you feel like that?
Yeah, that's very true. And also just, like, surround yourself with, or try as much as you can, create an environment for yourself that's going to improve your confidence. Like, whether it be social media, like, we talked about this on, like, one of our first episodes, unfollowing people that make you feel bad about yourself because they're posting bikini pics and you're never going to, like, look like that or whatever. Surrounding yourself with friends that make you feel good about yourself instead of, like, making you feel like you have to compete to be the hottest in the friends group. And, like, if your boyfriend doesn't make you feel more confident, then he's not the one for you, you know? Like, I think that's just also help so much.
That's a good one. I know, like, I found it makes a huge difference when I'm around girls or, like, friends that talk down about other people or... just hear me.
I'm sorry. Max is saying this and we are the fucking... bitchiest people. And we just talk trash when we get together.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know when you have those, like, people that they'll just, like, I talk trash, but I'm not, but no, just hear me out, guys. I talk trash about people, but I don't think I talk that much trash about people's, like, bodies. Like, that is,
saying. It's more personalities,
like,
that we rip
I'm not, like, ripping to shreds, like, girls or guys. I'm not, I mean, like, sometimes you'll have friends or people that will talk shit about, like, people's bodies. And then I find, like, I get into a negative mindset because I kind of feel like, fuck, if I'm not with these people, are they talking about me that way? Or they're going to talk about, like, someone that perhaps you, like, love that girl's legs and now this girl's, like, talking. Does that make sense? Yes, okay, I talk shit about people. Like, I'm sorry. I do think I draw a line when it comes to, like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that
I'll talk shit about your personality, but that's about it.
But that's the only real thing we actually know. Maybe you're a fake bitch, but then we'll be saying you're a fake bitch.
Yeah.
So,
But the people I'm also, people I talk badly, let me just redeem myself here before I lose dignity and everything. The people that I talk shit about to Kate, I talk shit about them to them. Like, I don't think there's many people that I...
They don't think they're our best friends.
No. Like, they already know that I don't like them. You know who you are.
But also, there's that thing that, like...
Just threw me under the bus. You talk shit about people, asshole.
We're talking... Yeah, I said we. We just spent an hour and a half, like, talking absolute trash about people before this episode. And Max comes on here and says that she doesn't speak shit about people. But, yes, we don't trash people's bodies. We will trash your personality. But, who doesn't talk shit about other people though? I'm sorry, no one. Even those people that won't do it like in a circle, there's that one person that they will absolutely rip to shreds with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I'm talking badly about some of the chances I'm talking badly about, I don't mind saying it to their face. I'm not talking badly about people and then like seeing them and be like, hi.
That's what I was saying about being real is like, I'm not going to be trashing you and then pretending that you're my best friend. You know?
I mean, is that what we do to each other?
I don't have it. Like, if I were the only person I could talk shit about you to is my mom. Like, she's the only person I see on a regular basis. Yes.
And Brandon.
Yeah, but Brandon's not a good one to speak shit about. But what was I saying? Oh, yes. Also, there's that saying that, like, what you project is how people perceive you. So if you're being really nasty, like, no matter how hot or how big your boobs are, like, people are going to start perceiving you in, like, a negative way. I don't think that works for guys, though. I think guys are very blind when they see tits and ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think they see anything else. That's them done.
She could be, like...
She could be the biggest bitch and they'd still see tits.
Wow. She could be saying how she'd murdered someone and then she'd be like, what? Okay, anyway, so to sum up what we said, what were we even talking about?
Confidence. Okay, so those are, well, that's pretty much what, like, Hot Girl Summer is. Then our last little thing, what are some group activities? Obviously, a lot of the stuff that I've seen about summer is, like, these girls going to Europe and then having Hot Girl Summer, and that's all good and well, but let's put it in a more, like, feasible aspect. What are some group activities that aren't, like, away or too expensive that you would say is, like, a great thing to do with the girlfriends?
Obvious, just go to the beach. So fun.
Yes.
Cape Town wine farms are great, and wine tasting isn't expensive. It's, like, $60 on average.
Yeah. I also, like, I've seen a few things where, like, you do those self-care days. That's a super cute idea. Oh, yeah,
together.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, like, even just going for a hike. Like, it's so much fun going with your girls and like, hike to a point where you can swim at the top.
Okay, well, you don't take me on that one. I'll stay for the wine day and the self-care day.
You don't drink.
Yeah, but...
You're going to eat cheese and camembert.
You wouldn't eat camembert. That's disgusting. Sorry, am I going to be cancelled?
I basically run off of cheese. Cheese, like, it's in my veins.
Is blue cheese your thing?
Blue cheese on pizza.
I'm looking for a new friend. Preferably someone
who
doesn't eat blue cheese. I'm going to make a poll.
I'm looking for a friend that doesn't just eat chicken schnitzel.
Fuck off.
Honestly, though, like, just going anywhere,
picnic.
Like...
Sorry.
picnic. I was also thinking picnic. Okay, open-air movies, the best.
Love that idea.
You see, I'm not such a bad friend, am I?
No. What is it? It's the Galileo.
Yes. If you have a projector, you can do it yourself, because I don't think Galileo's running
at the moment.
Oh, well, it's winter, that's why. What's always just so much fun is even if you just, like, go to a nice, like, a little bit more of a bougie bar, and but you say to the girls, like, we're getting dressed up.
Yes.
Like, we're going to get together, get dressed up together.
You heard that, Mom and Ann.
Mom, we're going out.
Mom, get your sexy Spanx on. We are going out. No, I like that idea as well. So there's a thing called Tinder Passport. For those who are listening that are single, it's a paid feature that's available on Tinder Plus where it lets you explore users from different continents and like countries. I need to say the different world.
But haven't people been using this on TikTok?
Yes. And you can, and it's like the cutest things where people are like forming long distance relationships with these people from like Germany, and they're from like South America or some shit like that. How cute.
That's really cute.
So if you're looking for a passport, Tinder Passport.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Tinder Passport.
Find love abroad.
Tinder Passport.
Find love abroad from your couch.
Yeah, that's pretty much our Huckle Summer 101. I mean, follow our advice. It's foolproof.
Yes. We've had many a Huckle Summer.
We say as it buckets down with rain. Pouring with rain right now.
To end off, Max is going to do a live reaction to episode 3, 19 minutes, 50 seconds of the Netflix series Sex Life. It's kind of a trend that's been going viral. I did it with Franz yesterday and it's quite funny.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be.
Okay, can I just click play it?
Yeah.
Holy. What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's a squirrel.
How are you focusing on the squirrel right now?
Well, I've seen it already. Are you going back?
I can't believe my eyes.
What is this program though? I don't understand what happens in this series. I don't know either. I haven't watched it. If only this was a video podcast, because Max's face right now. We're not going to tell you what's in it because you must go. It's 19, Sex Life, episode 3, 19 minutes, 50 seconds. Go and react to it. Yeah. Max is speechless. I think it's fake, honestly.
What is that?
I think it's fake, but don't say what it is.
I'm not going to say what it is.
But I think it's fake.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Even though we said we were not going to be talking about TikTok drama this season.
I watched Logan Paul's podcast. He released one, I think literally like last night. And they were saying that they were expecting, so the tickets were like $58, which is really expensive. And they were expecting to get over like 2 million buys.
Yeah.
Whereas they only got like 130,000, which by no means is like bad.
Yes.
But
just not
now
much.
They can't pay everyone.
Oh, okay.
They can't afford to pay anyone.
Crazy. And yeah, I mean, it was a very funny fight. If you didn't watch or you don't know what was happening, Bryce was just very, what's the word, confident?
Yeah, he talks so much shit.
And
he got absolutely pummeled. Just Google like, or you go on YouTube, Bryce Hall fight memes, and it's the funniest thing ever. I mean, respect for him for doing it. It's obviously scary, but don't talk that much shit and then get absolutely beaten up.
If I was in that situation and I was agreeing to get my face pummeled for $1 million and I was then beat up and I didn't get my $1 million, I would be very angry.
No, but Bryce doesn't get money because Austin guaranteed. Oh, no, Bryce gets some money.
He gets five million.
Yeah, Austin then. I'm sorry. $5 million.
If I understand correctly, he was getting paid $5 million, which was more than Austin because of the fact that he was like the big name in the fight. And then Austin agreed to give him $1 million
extra
so that he would have walked away six if he had won. I mean, honestly,
he gets five million to get beat up.
Yes.
Can I get in the ring with someone?
100%.
Dude, I want to get in the ring with Trisha Paytas.
Trisha, if you're listening, Kate's willing to do it for one, right?
But it will be like I don't have beef with you, Trisha. I just think it would be funny.
All right. That's pretty much everything. We hope that you guys have a good weekend.
But stay safe in
lockdown.
Yeah, in lockdown, and support businesses where you can.
Yes. get your coffee and make sure you do all the usual things. Rate, leave a review,
subscribe, follow our Instagram at GRWM podcast,
follow our
email,
follow our personal accounts, and
go watch our TikTok from 3 months ago
that still needs to go more viral.
Yeah,
thank you. 10,000 views on this episode, and I will be releasing a compilation of Kate twerking.
Bye.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.